I bet some of you listening are a little addicted to your phones. Keeping up with texts, social media, news updates, and cat videos, some days you might spend more time with your phone than the actual living, breathing people in your lives. Madison comedian Esteban Tuma just got out of an unhealthy relationship with his phone, and he offers this cautionary tale.
I should have seen it coming. Right after my phone broke up with me, I recalled all the signs I had missed. It had been acting pretty distant lately. It felt like every notification came with a sigh, every calendar input a bit testy, every response to the on button a little off. I mean, I guess I had been distant too, keeping it in my pocket while having dinner or reading a book in the bathroom, a book? And always with the perfect excuse, zero photos of the Steely Dan tribute concert, I had low battery. No emojis in a 2-hour span. I was driving. I guess I could have at least checked it for notifications during the boring stretches of highway, but no, I kept it in my back pocket like some cheap leather wallet. Have things really changed that much since we first met at the Verizon store months ago? I was there looking for anything, an LG, hell, even a Samsung, something casual I could use for a couple months. Nothing too serious, I just wanted to have some fun. But as I browsed, Dan, the clerk, pointed it out from across the store. "That one would be perfect for you," he said. I felt like a boy watching my prom date descend the stairs. My heart was racing. I had it unpackaged before we even got to the car. We spent an hour just getting to know each other right there in the mall parking lot, our first date. But now it wouldn't even respond to my pleas. At least tell me why. Burn my pocket, delete my photos, anything but the silent mode treatment. At least give me the, "it's not you, it's my operating system" line. I laid awake in bed that night thinking, where had our intimacy gone? Like when I changed the pin lock to thumb recognition, the phone gently shook after those 3 seconds of contact, opening its home screen to me as I slowly explored the pages of the app's menu, the screen gradually warming as I slid down the notifications panel. I dimmed the brightness and... this is no ordinary love. I couldn't sleep at all. The next morning, I grabbed some coffee and tried to stay positive. "I can still fix things," I said. I started by asking my so-called buddies on the tech support forum, "Have you tried a hard reset?" XX Crush Bites XX asked. A hard reset? Was he crazy? And erase everything with build together? No. I logged out without even saying goodbye. I needed professional advice, and there was only one place where I could get it. Back at the Verizon store, Dan remembered us right away. "Let me see what I can do," he said kindly. After several minutes that seemed like hours, Dan called me over with a sad nod. "It's best if you both move on," he said, and he was right, and I knew it. Heartbroken, I asked, "Can I just pick up my SIM and SD cards?" Dan gave me a minute. The phone waited in silence as I grabbed my things. I held the battery in my hands, feeling its heat one last time. The phone was totally dark now, nothing but a black screen reflecting back to me what could have been. I got in my car, wiped my tears, and turned on the radio. Maybe I'd call the guys, grab a beer at that place near the Apple store. It's been a while, I wonder what Apple's been up to, I thought. Maybe I'd drop in and see what's up, maybe find something casual, something fun. You know, nothing too serious.
Esteban Tuma is a comedian in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Maureen McCollum.